In other health-related news, the number of farmers facing significant mental health challenges has been increasing for decades. But what can be done about it? Here and Now reporter Stephen Potter has this story about the efforts of state-funded programs and the growth in volunteer groups stepping up to meet the need and help farmers. As a warning, the following story does discuss suicide.
He was always the happy guy who had a good story to share, and everybody's like, I never would have thought your dad would have done this.
Growing up in northwestern Wisconsin, where her family has raised cows and grown crops on the same stretch of land since the 1880s, Jennifer Webster remembers her father as a proud farmer.
I think my dad chose to farm because he truly enjoyed it. He enjoyed being a steward of the land.
She says the work was difficult, but rewarding.
Especially like when you plant the crop, you see it through to the growing season, and then you harvest it. And he really enjoyed to see all of his hard work pay off.
But over the years, things changed.
He had had a rough spring just with how the farming economy was going. He had mentioned to my mom that farming wasn't fun anymore a couple months before he had died.
And then her father, Brian Webster, made one last decision that would send shockwaves through his family and the local farming community.
He died by suicide, actually on our farm in August of 2023.
While no one expected he would take his own life, her father did have known problems with his mental health, problems he was trying to solve.
He was actually seeking medical care for depression. He was on medication and actually was going to go to therapy. But for whatever reason, he couldn't find a solution to different things that were bothering him.
The Webster family isn't alone in the grief of losing a farmer and loved one to suicide. According to the Federal Centers for Disease Control, suicide in rural parts of America increased 46% from 2000 to 2020. That's nearly twice the suicide rate of urban areas. More specifically, according to the National Rural Health Association, farmers and agriculture workers have a suicide rate that's 3.5 times higher than the general population. Several individuals, organizations, and government agencies are trying to make sense of these heightened suicide statistics. One of them is Karen Endress, who runs the Farmer Wellness Program for the State of Wisconsin Farm Center.
When farmers don't take care of their emotional wellness, it becomes very challenging. They're isolating, they also overwork, and it gets to be very stressful. The number one stressor for farmers is time management. There's just not enough time in the day to get everything done that we need to get done to take care of our land, as well as take care of our livestock.
With her own experience as a dairy farmer, Endress says that agricultural work is full of uncertainty.
We don't have a lot of stability, so that is a very large stressor for farmers, is the market conditions. And in the world we are today, when we don't have control over trade agreements and other things, and that can add a lot of pressure when you don't know what your income will be.
Webster adds that there are several other stressors like severe weather and sick animals.
You kind of have to be able to adjust.
But she says some farmers are not able to adjust and can't cope with the pressure.
They don't talk about it, so they kind of crawl into a hole because farmers are very prideful. They think that they can manage it. We're finding more and more farmers are experiencing depression because they're keeping it all bottled up. So it's really hard to really be able to express those and put your pride aside and say, and raise your hand and say, I'm struggling.
There are state-run programs designed specifically for farmers struggling with their mental health.
We connect farmers to either in-person or telehealth visits with licensed clinical social workers, counselors throughout our state that are interested in working with farmers.
Endress says a 24/7 mental health helpline, as well as online support groups and therapy vouchers offered through the state's Farmer Wellness Program, have seen a spike in interest over the last few years.
I've seen an increase in the volume of calls, whether that's more people being aware of the program or increased stress on our farms. But it's all of us out there. We're dealing in some very heavy times right now.
Overall, the 24/7 Farmer Helpline has seen nearly 750 calls this year. And the therapy voucher system has grown from about 200 vouchers issued in 2021 to 500 vouchers issued this year. farmers are also becoming more willing to share with each other.
Our online support groups were up over 50% in attendance last year. We created a new group last year just to fill the demand of people wanting to connect, wanting to talk.
Aside from the cost of a therapist and the difficulty of finding one and getting an appointment, there's another barrier that stops some farmers from seeking help with their mental health. And that's the stigma behind admitting that they need help in the first place.
They work really long hours, and a lot of them are just, you're raised to be very independent and self-reliant.
Katie Glanville of Southwest Health Behavioral Services in Grant County says that her client base of farmers and their problems continues to grow.
The biggest ones I probably see are like the depression and anxiety, and then also, again, kind of starting to use substances to help cope because they don't know where else to turn.
But once farmers do get some help, things begin to improve.
Just helping to kind of get over that stigma or that kind of sense of, I'm really hesitant to do this. You can tell, like, they're starting to take care of themselves a little bit more, or they're starting to feel like spirits are up a little more.
We're all working together to try to help farmers understand that it's okay not to be okay.
Families like the Websters know that nothing will bring their loved ones back, but they can try to help other farmers from sinking so deep into depression and hopelessness that they end their own lives. And that's where organizations like the Farmer Angel Network come in.
The Farmer Angel Network is an organization that focuses around farmer-to-farmer suicide prevention. We're an organization that, in Western Wisconsin, that really promotes fellowship and encouraging conversations in our community around farm mental health.
Through her chapter of the network, Webster and others have raised awareness about the struggles farmers face by hosting community events like picnics and educating healthcare providers. Their goal is to make farmers feel seen, recognized, and appreciated.
One other thing we do is we do what I call random acts of kindness. So we give gift cards to farmers where, especially if you're a dairy farmer, going out for dinner with your family can be really challenging.
As she and her brothers and mother still at the Webster farm know, that help is needed now more than ever.
We definitely want to be able to give them a sense of hope that their life is worth living, their farm is worth the fight. And just giving them a sense of hope and opportunity and providing resources for them to help them cope.
Reporting from Pierce County, I'm Stephen Potter for Here and Now.